Three candidates made their stump speeches in Bloomington trying to convince McLean County Republicans they have the best shot to unseat the entrenched Durbin. The appearance was part of a broader McLean County Republican primary review. Tom Tarter, a Springfield cancer surgeon, is making healthcare a focal point of his campaign. He says President Trump has begun a move to lower healthcare costs with a pricing transparency rule,
which will create competition in the healthcare marketplace and reduce the care cost of care for most Americans. But he can't do it alone. He needs help from me. There is no senatorial candidate, including Dick Durbin, who has more experience and who is more authoritative on U.S. healthcare policy than me.
Though Tarter is a surgeon and not a policy scholar, he says he has a white paper at his website that details what he calls common sense solution to reducing costs. Tarter says he also wants to help fix a broken immigration system.
The Democrats don't want a wall because walls are effective. They are an open border party. I'm not, and the Republicans are not. So we want to complete the wall. We also want technology. We want more CBP officers. We want family detention centers.
Tarter says he has the financial support that has put him a step ahead of his competition.
Even in the third quarter of fundraising, I raised the most money. I raised the most money in the fourth quarter. I have raised the most money overall. I've done statewide polling and I've hired an experienced political team. I'm far ahead of the other candidates, and that's why I'm going to be the nominee.
One of Tarter's opponents is a Navy veteran and former police officer from Belleville. Peggy Hubbard says she is a difficult matchup for the incumbent Durbin.
I'm pretty much the quintessential candidate that he never wants to face. He was always used to running against white males, older males, but he never had to go up against a minority woman.
Hubbard says the fact that she is a former Democrat also brings a new vibe to the campaign. Hubbard says she lost a brother in gang shooting and her personal experience stands in stark contrast to the other Republican candidates.
Not to throw my opponents under the bus, but they're really out of touch with what's going on in the inner city with the gang violence and gun violence. These gentlemen never had to face some of the hardships that I had to face in life. Growing up in the inner city, growing up poor, growing up in the Democratic Party.
Hubbard also points to the personal wealth of her rivals as a reason she is a better choice for GOP voters. She says common citizens can relate better to her life experience than the rest of the field.
I don't think they touch a lot of the angst of what we are going through as actual Illinoisans, as actual Americans. We need somebody that actually lived like us in order to understand the problems that we're facing in our communities as well as in our country.
Like Hubbard, the third candidate is also a former Democrat. Mark Curran makes his pitch to McLean County Republicans by saying he's the only person in the field to have held elective office. Curran is a former Lake County sheriff.
You know, with me, there's less of a roll of the dice. You know, I've been vetted. People know what I stand for. They've seen the record. They've seen me defend liberty. They've seen me defend issues like life. They've seen that I was somebody that defended the Second Amendment, believed deeply in it.
Curran says one of his ideas to fix health care is to incentivize healthy behavior through rebates for not smoking or lower rates for healthy eating habits. He also points to what he says is a systemic problem in the way government supports health care for low-income people.
There's also a lot of fraud in Medicaid and even in Medicare that eats up a lot of the tax dollars that are supposed to be going there. So having been a longtime prosecutor as well, that's something that I'd look into so that the people that actually need it are getting those services.
Democrats tend to criticize big business as a tool of the right, but Curran says the opposite is true. He points to Amazon's donations to Democratic candidates and promises to combat both socialism and what he calls crony capitalism.
Historically, the biggest corporations have owned the left, and they've had an unfair advantage over small businesses. So I'm somebody that whose economic view or vision is to help small businesses, more entrepreneurs, less regulation, less taxation.
Curran says the nation does not need more big business mergers. He says government should let small businesses compete rather than have the big box stores come to town. Two other Republican candidates for U.S. Senate in Illinois did not attend the McLean County GOP session. They are Glenview businessman Casey Klebeck and Burr Ridge physician Robert Marshall. I'm Joe Deacon.